Every time a shooting takes place in America, in a workplace, a shopping mall, or most devastatingly, a school, the advocates of gun control look to make a point, and gun control opponents accuse them of trying to politicize a tragedy. The groups who oppose gun control in the United States make at least one argument that reporters who've covered crime may find persuasive. Determined criminals get hold of guns, whatever the law. Homicidal maniacs, gangsters, and cold-blooded killers pay no heed to gun laws. This week's shooting of Robert Pickett was not a tragedy. Tragedy was averted. A man from Evansville, Indiana, with a history of mental distress, bought a gun, drove to suburban Washington, left a suicide note in his car, brought the gun into an area adjoining the White House, and, according to police officers, fired it twice before he was shot and wounded by a Secret Service officer who would have been excused for killing him. There's something in the incident for both sides of the gun control debate. It is illegal for a regular citizen to carry a handgun in the District of Columbia, but clearly that law made no difference. Robert Pickett just brought his revolver over from Virginia, probably on a five-stop subway ride. Yet Robert Pickett was able to purchase a gun in a pawn shop, even though he had a history of mental illness. The state form in Indiana for instant background checks asks only if an applicant has been judged mentally defective by a court. It does not ask if an applicant considers himself mentally disabled, as Robert Pickett's psychiatrist testified in 1986. A bureaucratic loophole put a gun into the hands of a mental patient legally. Many suicide experts consider guns to be magnifiers for depressed people. People who feel trapped and powerless can find themselves allured by what seems to be the easy, effortless power of a gun. The Firearm Injury Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin has the country's most complete informational base on gun injuries. They say that 2/3 of the gun deaths in Wisconsin are suicides. Most of those who take their lives this way have purchased that gun within a couple of weeks. Doctors there are convinced that many of those who use guns on themselves would not if they could just get through a temporary depression without being able to get their hands so easily on a firearm. Guns are magnifiers. Besides, attempted suicides such as the one Robert Pickett may have tried to commit near the White House this week are not just self-inflicted wounds whenever guns get brought into a public place. The rest of us get threatened with the crossfire.